Peanuts.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any other words? Aren't peanuts a vegetable? Sure they are.
I guess they're legumes.
No, they're related to soybeans, I think. Any other words for peanuts that you know?
Goobers.
Okay.
Is that a common term around here?
No, not around here.
Where have you heard it?
I don't know. I think I read it in the funny paper.
No. Okay. If you had some oranges, say, that you had bought, and you looked for them in the refrigerator and you couldn't find them, what do you think happened with the oranges there?
Or what would you say about the oranges?
They were gone.
Okay. Any other way of saying that? The oranges are...
not there, not gone. Or...
okay. What kinds of vegetables might you raise in a garden to eat?
Or here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you raise potatoes, tomatoes, sweet corn, celery, two kinds,
mm-hmm.
and squash,
mm-hmm.
and turnips,
mm-hmm.
just to name a few.
What's the beet, or the thing that looks like a beet? It's sort of red, and use it in salads, chop it up. Smaller than a beet, it's red and it's white on the inside.
Radishes.
Mm-hmm. What's the vegetable that makes you cry?
That's onion.
Okay. Are there different kinds of onions?
Yeah, there's a white onion and a red onion,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a Bermuda. I don't know which one that falls in.
How about the little kind that you cut up for a salad?
Well, they're just, you might say young onions.
Mm-hmm. How about the beans? Are there different kinds of beans you might raise?
Yeah, there's pole beans, and there's bunch beans,
mm-hmm.
and of course there's soybeans, but there is an edible kind of soybeans too.
Mm-hmm. How about the kind that's long and green, that long green thing, what would you call
well,
that?
Well, those are either bunch beans or pole beans. Mm-hmm. We like the pole beans.
Okay. How about the kinds of that's sort of a light green that ends up, you just eat the sort of seed? Like of the bean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we'll get back to that maybe. What do you have to do to beans like this or peas or anything like this before you eat them?
Well, you have to hull them. If you hull them, of course, you cook green beans, the pole beans, with the hull on,
mm-hmm.
and then you cook them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a term for the edible tops of root crops like beets or dandelions or anything like that?
I don't
parts
above think the ground, of
turnips
it.
Maybe or.
Well, we sometimes people make turnip greens, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that sort of thing.
You mentioned sweet corn a while ago. What do you have to do to corn before you can eat it?
Well, there are two ways of eating it. One is to cut it off the cob,
mm-hmm.
and cook it, and the other way is to cook it on the cob.
Okay.
But
if you just pick the corn, what do you have to do between the time you pick it and the time you cook it on the cob?
You have to pull the silk off of it.
Okay, and then
that's
what?
That's a big job.
Okay, the silk and what else does you have to pull off?
The hull, the shucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. On the top of a corn plant, what do you call a thing?
That's tassel.
Mm-hmm. Are there any kinds of melons that you'd grow